Now, my lovely lady, I must insist that you behave yourself, lest I become most impatient with you. It would seem as though you don't understand your place. You are at the auction, and any such movement that I do not like will result in your most severe of punishments. Why, you see, I am running an honest business of a dishonest nature. You are merely my product, my prized possession, to be auctioned off to the heroes and villains with a taste for you. Ah, don't hate me. There's no such thing as hate in this world, just varying levels of love. You have no love for me, and I have none of you. So what is it going to take to convince you? Convince you that you have no choice in the matter. Of course you don't, but you know that already.
Oi, boss. Is that the one?
Ah, yes. We're going to bring them out in a minute. Give us proper time. You cannot rush perfection. In fact, I wouldn't dream of it. There is no rush. The audience will wait for the grand finale.
Whatever you say, boss. It's just that they're getting a bit antsy. They killed off someone and they...
You've spoken enough. If you cherish your filthy little life, my subordinate, you'll stop right there and let me run my honest little business as I see fit. And if you don't value your life, well, there's room for another head to be sold.
No, boss, my mistake. I just...
Oh, I didn't say to apologize, did I? No, no, no. I said to shut your mouth.
Forgive me, boss.
Isn't it a shame? Such a good subordinate made such a novice mistake. You won't do the same. I trust this will make you more agreeable to be around. Instead, I expect the best from you. Make them want to buy you, and you might just end up with the most twisted situation you can imagine. Of course, there's only a few options. One of which you become mine if I win the bid. But if someone else does, then I'm afraid it's auf Wiedersehen for us. In which case, I wish you all the best, my little product. You've been oh so agreeable for our minor time together. Though it's not so amazing, no. It's a burden of love. You need to love whoever buys you, or my reputation's on the line. Remember what I've taught you, and I won't have to kill you later. Now, it's your curtain call. You get to go on stage and look like the belle of the ball, my dear girl. Why don't you enjoy it? Wouldn't it be so much better if you did? Now, go slay them like they're pigs.
Of course, I'm speaking figuratively. You don't actually think we'd kill our patrons, what... Nonsense is that. We wouldn't do something so vile. It would be practically inhuman. What do you take me for? My auction is a lovely business. But I digress. The curtain call is here. And off you go. Don't let them bite too hard. And now introducing perhaps the crown jewel of this entire event, the one captured heroine, a woman of true beauty and a girl all the same, with innocence and virginity intact. Trust me, we've checked. I present to you all the most magnificent specimen I've had the joy of inspecting. Don't you all want to know? I'm sure you're itching to get better. The initial bet will start, let's say at the modest price of $75 million. Oh, don't get cold feet, my dear friends. We are dealing with a pro hero here. Wouldn't it be a shame to put them to the test the wrong way, to make them out to be nothing when they are quite the spectacle? Look at what you can do with them. You could kill them. You could torture them. You could have your way with them. They are your willing sacrifice. Isn't that right, my dear? You see, look at that fire. Spiting us all, what is this? The fire is still ripe. And you can have your way and burn it to its last cinder. I bid 76. Oh, the gentleman in the front. Looks like I'm beaten already. We'll see who gets the last laugh. You won't get it with me. 77 to me again. And 78 to the bloke in the back. 79. Do I hear 79? 85. Helping the ante a bit. I see. We've got some interesting ones, don't we? Now it's important. What's next? Oh, and someone's a showstopper, aren't you? Aren't you, my dear friend? Straight to the big guns. 200 million. Going once. Going twice. No. We can't have that now, can we? No. We've got 400 million. Of course, no one's going to outbet that, right? Well, of course. Going once, going twice. 1 billion. Oh my God! To think someone would...
Oh my, did he really?
Unfortunately so, Durant.
Do you all even try? No one's going to outbet me. You knew the results as soon as quality merchandise appeared. And I challenge anyone who thinks they have the balls to try and get me. Go ahead, bid against me. I'll just beat you again. What's the matter? It's all quiet. Not even the host. Guess it's going once, going twice. Sold to me. Oh, I see. You've got some guts there, Tomura Shigaraki. Oh, of course I do. Who else is going to be the ringleader of this motley crew of rejects? I know what I want, and I know what I get. That's all there is to it. Better yet, does anyone scowling want some pity money? I could give you a few million so you could afford something like new clothes. I wouldn't want you to go homeless now. You're all cherished Villains Organization members. I couldn't see my friends hurt. Instead, why don't I show you how it's done? Villainy, owning a slave, oh, you name it. I'll show you the ropes, and you can go crawling with your tail between your leg at the real man.
To think this idiot would go stealing from us.
I'm going to have to agree. He's got a death wish on him. What a pity we're going to have to kill him.
Oh, why don't I go cry myself tears? You know I can hear you, right? Well, since I'm gonna die, I might as well cry myself tears all over this money. Oh yeah, and the fact that money doesn't buy you happiness, I do. Oh, you'll regret it, Shigaraki. Oh, you'll regret it, all right. Oh, my dear old brother, I do so love you, Izuku Midoriya. All your helplessness is so cute. What are you going to do? Cry me to death? You've had so much waterworks in being a villain. I question whether you're a child still. And the hothead Bakugo, what a riot you are.
I see, I'm gonna have to rip your skin off and feed it to you first. You know I could blow you up from here.
Oh, can you now? And that's assuming I wouldn't have disintegrated you already. You know I don't need to touch you, right?
You're all talk, Shigaraki.
Oh, we'll see about that. We'll see about a lot of things. Won't we? You come with me. And you. And anyone who dares to, you know, try and be in my arena. You know I've won every tournament this side of the world. Go ahead. That includes quirk tournaments. Even though I don't need to participate because everyone dies. What? The rules never say you can't kill everyone and steal the money.
Oh, you're quite the player. You always were, Shigaraki. I guess it's perfect for you. Until I kill you, that is.
Oh, why do you talk like that? We're buddies, we're pals. You don't want to kill me. Oh, sorry. It was also the fact that you can't kill me.
You talk big, but do you actually know what you're talking about anymore? Tomura Shigaraki.
Ooh, Shoto Todoroki, the big man who turned from a life of heroism only to be a true villain. Only if true villains meant fake-ass fools!
I resent that statement, and you'll take it back.
Actually, I won't, because I don't have to. All of you would be dead, like this, if I wanted you to. And you know I've gotten faster than all of you. You could try and come at me all at once if you like, but each and every one of you knows what's gonna happen. Now this little, nice, cute toy of mine, I have a solution that everyone can agree to.
And what might that be? I'm curious what you think a bunch of villains would get along with. After all, we don't much like each other, do we?
I'm gonna have to say, all of you can burn, and it doesn't really matter to me, because either way, I'm gonna see you all in Hellfire.
Oh, that's provided you don't burn yourself up first. Guess who was your boss not too long ago, Dobby? Guess who? Yeah, it was me. You talk big, don't you? But you're all just my pawns at the end of the day. I'm the game master with a cheat ability. What are you gonna do about it? Get banned from life?
But I wanna eat them. I wanna eat them badly.
Calm yourself, Mr. Feisty. Not everything's about a meal. Just because you accidentally ate your friend doesn't make you somehow better than us. Go figure.
I think you're forgetting someone, Shigaraki. Do you actually think I just let you go?
Not answering you. You're maybe the only dangerous one. So I'm gonna talk in third person and outsmart your stupid little quirk. Shigaraki doesn't like you. Oh, sorry. Was that too much? Never mind. Can't you all be at least a little original here? Well, I see one that's remaining kind of quiet. Ah, Kirishima Eijiro. You used to be the pinnacle of justice, just like Midoriya. What happened, buddy? Got a hard-on for someone? Maybe you boned them to death? I wonder.
I thought you smarter than that, Shigaraki. After all of this, you can't even get your head out of your ass long enough to realize life's just a fucking joke. You might as well live it from the villain's side where you can get away with anything. Heroes, they're not manly at all.
You've got a point. See, someone has some brains, and it was this rockhead over here. What does that tell me about all of you idiots? You, I like. I think I'll give you special permission. But I was even gonna be so benevolent that I give all of you around it this lovely hunk of meat.
And what are you getting at?
I'm quite curious myself. What is it you plan after everything? All of these hungry wolves, what are you gonna do with them?
I think he means to contain us all, make us all so thirsty that we beg him for a try.
As if we would do something like that.
I think it's quite likely, actually, considering I agree with him.
Ah, if it isn't my favorite little pawn! How are you today, Teach?
Well, I've been better, but I'll be better after I've had my way with that meat.
Oh, we'll all get our turns. But of course, this one belongs to me. So, the important thing of all of this is I'm going to prove to you all something. That no matter how much you think you can compete with me, no matter how much free reign I give you over my property, you're not enough. I'm going to take and take and take, and you're not going to have a single thing left because they'll choose me every single time.
Too bad I'm not gonna let you do that, brother. You're not even worth killing. But I guess you drive a hard bargain. Being that I like that one, we've got some history.
Need to eat. Need to take a bite.
Shut up, you moron! We don't have time for this. Besides, they'll be mine once I get done with them, whether they like it or not.
All of these empty words. I think talk is cheap. Yet all these pretentious villains like to speak. I, for one, like the freedom of what Shigaraki has suggested. And to think my once rival would be the most sound advice.
You see, we can all bond over this meat slab that will serve everyone. As for order, well, I guess you'll have to decide that on your own, because I'm going last. Strategy is the first key to victory. You all can warm them up. You can even take their virginity. But that won't change their mind. No. They're all mine! And you'll see why.
Something tells me he's not gonna play by the rules.
When does he ever play by the rules?
I dare say, dumbasses, when do any of us play by the rules? We're villains, not some kind of fiddly-diddly hero.
It's ironic hearing that from you, Kachan. I can't believe you. Such a pitiful story.
Oh, you shouldn't even talk there, Deku. I think you're all pretension and no action. Unless you'd like to be disintegrated. Oh, I'm sorry. That'd be too merciful.